Welcome into another episode of the Bengals Beat Podcast. I'm Kelsey Conway here with my co-host Charlie Goldsmith, and we are coming to you live from Paul Brown Stadium, where Charlie and I just took in what was an impressive, thrilling win for the Bengals, a comeback win as they were down 14-0 at halftime, then come back and deliver quite the second half performance. Joe Burrow leading the charge and win the game 24-21 to improve to 3-1 on the season. So there's a lot to unpack and still very fresh, but a couple things that just come to mind right away after talking to head coach Zach Taylor, quarterback Joe Burrow, and tight end CJ Uzama and Tyler Boyd is that the Bengals believe they have a different locker room this year that can get them through games like this where they start off slow defensively. Offensively, they didn't do what they wanted to do in the first half, but they're able to overcome a 14-0 deficit because of the leadership that they have with Joe Burrow and some of the older veteran guys in this locker room. And they truly believe that this team is different. And I think you got to start right there, because when you have Joe Burrow, it seems like anything's possible, no matter how large the deficit is, right?
This was a showcase between the 2020 number one overall pick in Joe Burrow and the 2021 number one overall pick in Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence. And they are very different quarterbacks with very different skill sets. One in Burrow was a lowly rated four-star recruit who had to transfer to get an opportunity to start. The other, Lawrence, was ready to win national championships by the time he was a freshman in college. But in the NFL, on the biggest stage, Joe Burrow showed what he brings to the table and what the things are that Joe Burrow can do that no other young quarterback in the NFL can. I would be hard pressed to find another quarterback in the NFL who, with the game on the line, on that first down pass to CJ Uzama, recognized the defense from Baltimore that he saw last November, recognized that he had to audible that to a screen and turn that into a game-winning play. I could list 5, 6, 7 moments of just things that Joe Burrow noticed today. That is his strength, and Joe Burrow is the reason the Bengals are 3-1.
There, well, the defense, too. Joe Burrow is the reason they were that tonight, but another just great performance from Tyler Boyd, who had 9 catches for 118 yards. I mean, we talk so much about Ja'Marr Chase and even T. Higgins and Joe Burrow that sometimes feels like we don't give enough props to Tyler Boyd and his importance in this offense. And today, with T. Higgins not playing, he was the guy that had to deliver this win. And I think between what he's able to do for the team on the field in terms of production-wise and leadership-wise, I think Tyler Boyd is so important to this team, and he's really going to carry this young Bengals team through this season, and he's really helping Joe Burrow through a lot of this, because I asked Joe Burrow, do you feel any sense of ease when you know you have Tyler Boyd to throw the ball to on third down? And he said, well, he's my security blanket. I went back and counted 4 of Tyler Boyd's 9 catches today were on third down. I mean, that's huge. Huge in terms of being able to keep drives alive. He just was a force to be reckoned with all over the field today. So big performance by Tyler Boyd. Ja'Marr Chase, of course, I don't think we're ever going to go a Bengals Beat podcast episode now without talking about Ja'Marr Chase. And it was really his explosive play at the beginning of the second half when the Bengals got the ball that really ignited this team. When you looked at that specific play, what stood out to you most about the way Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase kind of took a rein in this game and said, we are going to not go out like this tonight?
So entering the game, the Bengals were a team that was so much prioritizing establishing the run. Joe Burrow in his rookie season was a quarterback who nearly averaged 40 passing attempts per game. And then just last week, Joe Burrow threw 18 total times. It was an offense that was kind of progressing one way as they found an identity for the 2021 season. But when the Bengals were down 14-0 tonight, they went full 2020 mode. And I mean that in a positive way. They put the ball in Joe Burrow's hands, had him throw seemingly as often as they could, relying on the pass game to lead them down the field in the biggest situations. And it worked out. And it worked out even though the Bengals didn't have T. Higgins, who I think is their best contested catch threat outside. It happened because, one, Burrow was able to Just turn to Chase and Boyd for important plays. But on top of that, I already mentioned Uzama. But you also have Trenton Irwin, who Burrow hit with an over-the-shoulder catch on the backside for a 25-yard pickup. You had such a deeper cast of receivers that Burrow was turning to tonight than he usually does. It was a pass-first team tonight for the first time all season.
And before we should have talked about this first, but I mean, it's hard to not go offense with the performance they had in the second half. But that goal line stop to close out the first half really changed the game, because Jacksonville had been running all over Cincinnati's defense, and it was very uncommon because we're not used to seeing that from Cincinnati's defense through 3 weeks. They've been very stout against the run, and they faced some very good running backs, Dalvin Cook, David Montgomery, and then, of course, Najee Harris last week. They've been very good against the run, so it was a little uncharacteristic to some degree to see them kind of not be able to contain James Robinson and Carlos Hyde like we've seen in weeks past. But, you know, that's life in the NFL. There's going to be some games where the defense is going to carry the team, and then there's going to be some games where the offense, and this week it was the offense. But that goal line stand by Cincinnati's defense, the Jags decide to go for it on 4th and 1, and Logan Wilson and Larry Ogunjobi right at the front of that just complete blow up they had. And then they were able to get the ball back. But more importantly, had the Jaguars scored on that play, they would have gone up 21-0. And the game is a completely different game if they're up 21-0.
Yeah, so the Bengals defense continued to show that a weak point is mobile quarterbacks. Trevor Lawrence is unique in that he's the rare quarterback, maybe like him, Mahomes, Murray, and Rodgers, who can make a play outside the pocket with their legs and also sail the ball 50 yards down the field as they do that. And that's really how Lawrence won the first half. First, he got comfortable with zone read looks. He had that touchdown run. He had a big third down run near the middle of the field. And then that kind of advanced into deep balls. Think of that deep play to Chenault where Waynes got beat badly. It turned out, though, that, you know, starting with that play, Logan Wilson got more involved in the game. There was more of a stronger edge from the outside. I think the Bengals started spying Trevor Lawrence a little bit more, and that spy was the difference on that third down that was first called a touchdown and then called back. So the Bengals were able to make some schematic changes as well, specifically designed to stopping Lawrence's legs. And that is going to be such an important area for that defense all season. And in the second half, they made progress with it.
Yep, for sure. And that's what this game is all about. It's adjustments. And the Bengals were able to make some key second half adjustments. I think moving forward, this was a great performance for Cincinnati to show that they can overcome a struggle in the first half offensively and defensively. But my biggest question with this team right now is the inconsistency in the run game. Joe Mixon could not get going at all in the first half. And looking at the stat sheet, I think he finished with like 68 rushing yards. 67 rushing yards on 16 attempts. If the Bengals are going to be able to consistently play at the level that they played in the second half, they're going to have to run the ball more efficiently than they have. And I know there's, you can't conquer Rome in a day, right? You got to get the pass protection right. That was the big thing after week two. That seeming to be more improved. But now I'm looking at the run game. And tonight it was a little interesting to see Joe Mixon kind of struggle so bad until he, you know, bit off a couple of those 12-yard runs there in the second half.
So the Bengals run game is a piece of an offense that, again, is going to have to change on a weekly basis, depending on injuries, depending on the consistency of the offensive line, depending on how Burrow overall is feeling. But what stands out about tonight is tonight was a night where the Bengals were able to let Joe Burrow throw as often as he wanted. A night where they were encouraging him to make reads at the line of scrimmage and down the field. A night where they were encouraging him to extend plays and like scramble outside the pocket and find CJ Uzomah on that bootleg scramble down for a touchdown on the left side of the field. There was a lot that they could do as a response to what wasn't working. And that's the reason they see themselves as being a productive offense over the course of the season. When something's not working, they've always seen themselves as a team that's set up to have other options. That'll get tested when they face really good defenses. For example, a Packers defense that they're going to face coming up soon. But so far, you know, with the exception of the early part of the game against Chicago, when one part of the Bengals offense has been struggling, another part has stepped up.
Mm-hmm. And I think another key part of today's game was Zach Taylor talking about the use of CJ Uzomah. And, you know, he hasn't really been a big part of the offense the last couple of weeks, with Ja'Marr Chase having the performances he's had and obviously Tyler Boyd. But that's an interesting game plan, and I know it wasn't necessarily the plan, but when you think about it, when T. Higgins is back at full strength, between, and I know this was what everyone talked about coming into the year, Ja'Marr Chase, who's even better than I think a lot of people thought he could be, Tyler Boyd, Ja'Marr Chase, T. Higgins, then you've also seen now the way the Bengals can utilize their tight end. And then once they get that Joe Mixon part going, if the pass protection can stay up, I agree with Tyler Boyd. I don't think you can say nobody can stop you, because, I mean, the Bears did. But definitely a hard team to game plan against, for sure.
So here's what's so interesting about what CJ did today. Like, CJ has not been a part of the pass game much at all during his NFL career. So what was interesting today is both on the audible 25-yard gain that won the game and on Burrow's scramble play that led to the Uzomah touchdown down the left side of the field, both those plays like weren't intended for Uzomah. They weren't designed for Uzomah. They were a result of a read, a matchup opportunity, and a recognition of what the defense was giving them. So it just shows, like, if it's Higgins in that spot instead of Uzomah, that's another layer of explosiveness the Bengals can have. Once the Bengals receiving core gets back to full strength, they'll have their best guys in those positions. And, you know, again, CJ Uzomah did exactly what he needed to do today for the Bengals to win the game. But the more they get fully healthy and the more comfortable the offense gets, the more they'll have their most explosive playmakers in that position.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk a little bit about the defense, because this was a game where the Bengals were without Jesse Bates, and they were also without their top corner, Chidobe Awuzie, and they were able to overcome not having two players that they very much rely on in terms of the passing game. And the Jags revealed some weaknesses today. I think Chenault had, let's see, 6 catches for 99 yards. It looked like throughout the game, he was, the Bengals could not figure out how to stop him. But, you know, you have to think about who wasn't on the field and the fact that Eli Apple was there and Trey Waynes was getting his first start as he was injured the first 3 weeks. But the Bengals showed on defense that they've got a lot of heart. And I know Logan Wilson has said that a lot, but they were able to overcome. They didn't go into the tank at halftime. Larry Ogunjobi, I mean, he's the toughest guy. He's one of the toughest guys on this team. He gets hurt. He comes back in the game. It just seems like the Bengals defense finds a way. And I think it was a really impressive performance for them to show that they can, even if they give up 14 points, they spot you 14 points. They're a bend, don't break. And when it matters, just like on the goal line stop, they're gonna make it count.
You know, I think it was Tyler Boyd who was just talking about the overall differences of the 2021 Bengals. And at one point he said, like, you have a pass rush, you have a defensive line, which is just something that they had none of last season. It's something that they weren't able to just dictate the terms of the overall game with the way their defensive line wasn't able to push the pocket. And just in general, too, that was the key to containing Lawrence overall. That was the key to the goal line stand down in the fourth quarter. There was a lot, just so many instances where the 2021 Bengals defense was able to accomplish things the 2020 Bengals defense couldn't have.
Yeah. It was an impressive performance all around the board. Zach Taylor, very happy with his team, but knows there's a lot of football to be played. And next up, it doesn't get any easier. The Green Bay Packers come to town. Aaron Rodgers, the reigning MVP. They look like they've figured things out from the first week of the season, so there will be a lot to talk about. But you get a 3-1 Cincinnati Bengals team hosting the Green Bay Packers. We don't know what they're going to do this weekend, so we don't know what their record will be. But that's looking like a way more promising matchup than we probably thought at the beginning of the season, right?
I mean, Aaron Rodgers is going to show you where you really stand, especially defensively.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch that one. But tonight was a great atmosphere here at Paul Brown Stadium. And as Zach Taylor said, the Bengals are giving their fans something to cheer for. And it was electric here, and it was fun to witness it. And so Charlie and I are going to be back next week to get you guys ready for the upcoming matchup with the Packers.